6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mike Show. Programming note. No matter when we win our award, we're still going to have the moniker of the award-deserving show. Because we, until we win all the awards that are awarded giving out, we're going to be an award-deserving show. So fear not, hark not. We still would like to win an award. So all you award-giving out entities, corporations, companies, please give us an award, because this is the Spike on the Mic, the award deserving show. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we are here, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at our luscious studios here at 4847 North Armenia. Where, you ask? The place called Pin Chasers Bowling Center. We are, guess what? Inside. Yeah. We are actually inside the luscious studios. Not outside, not in the parking lot. We are here, which is a good thing because of the 2018, we started out in the streets. But hark no more, we are here. But I guess you're wondering out there, ladies on the internet, people out there on the internet, you're wondering, I can't do this alone, and I won't do this alone. So without further ado, I have to introduce the crew. And with everything back to normal, straight to my peripheral vision, directly in my peripheral vision, is the man who has been homeschooled, but we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
Please give us an award. That's how we're campaigning. That's how we're going to win an award this year. Please give us an award. Does Steven Spielberg go, please give me an Oscar?
Yes, he campaigns for it.
I don't think he goes to anybody and goes, please give me one of those.
No, he has people.
No, he makes something that's good, and he goes, look. And then they go, oh, we're giving him an award.
Look.
Yeah. Look, no. That's all he does.
No, he has people who in the Star Trek movie go out and say, hey, I'm in this movie here.
Star Trek.
We're flat. Didn't he do that?
No, he didn't do anything with
Star Wars. I know it's
no,
a star.
No, he didn't do Star Wars either. He didn't do either one of those things.
What did he do? Okay, he had a fish in
Schindler's
the water.
Schindler's List.
Y'all not Ryan. All right, so before, let's just do this.
Not Star Wars.
Okay, so the man making the sound go through your drums, your eardrums, we like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'd like to talk about something very special today.
What?
Well, it is a very special day. A friend of mine, Marvin, he opened a new store in Tarpon Springs by the Sponge Docks. He only sells loofah sponges, and his store is called Loofah King. It's Marvin of Loofah King.
I thought Steve sat on that side of the table.
Hold on a second. You started out with saying you want to say something interesting?
Yeah, about Marvin Loofah King. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Oh, you got it now?
I just got it. Well, you know, cross in your peripheral vision, yeah. We're here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, is this the reason?
This is one reason we're here. We like to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'd like to nominate that joke as the best of 2018.
Only a few days in.
Yeah, yeah,
right. Oh, and by the way, you people out there, if you don't give
us
an award, yeah, you people, all you people out there, if you don't give us an award this year, you'll never work in this town again.
Nice. Whoa.
Nice.
Easy, Weinstein.
The gauntlet has been dropped.
Yeah.
And I don't know what a gauntlet is.
No.
And that's something you put some drink in?
Yeah.
That's a goblin?
Yeah. It's a goblin.
Goblin.
Drop the goblin. Yeah.
Goblin has been dropped.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
drop the goblin.
Straight across from the voice of reason is the man. You heard his voice before. We like to call him Bill Smites. Bill Smites, how you sticking?
Actually, let me ask a PW question. Isn't Marvin's brother Martin the sofa king?
the sofa king?
Yeah.
Yo.
The sofa king.
Oh, there's sofa king. Yeah.
Sofa king.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sticking like sunscreen to the white guy at the Martin Luther King parade.
Oh, well, I'm impressed. You went to the King parade?
Where were you?
Yeah.
No, that's one of our topics, so we can't talk about that.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so, yeah, you didn't see me?
Yeah.
I was actually riding the float.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you have an answer.
I thought you were the drum major.
That was last year.
Oh,
okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now the show is about to get professional.
Classy.
We're about to go to a new level here. Oh. We're about to get so close to an award deserving.
Oh, yeah.
Please give us one.
They can't.
Please.
Please give us an award. We deserve it. So give it to us.
I'm begging you.
The next voice you hear, the voice of an angel, is going to be the one, the lovely, the talented Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
Whoops! There it is.
Try it again.
That's a lot of pressure you're putting on me.
Explain.
To like be the reason that you get an award.
Okay, you can't listen.
I can't handle it.
If it helps, we're not going to win one.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
So
I'm good.
He just crushed your dreams. Oh, now your aspirations.
No, it's not her dreams.
Yeah.
He
just crushed your goals.
Okay.
And your aspirations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because your goal and your aspiration was to award us or get us an award.
Please give us one.
He said it was.
Better your aspirations than just your
ass. Yeah.
Not parations.
Not parations. Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't understand that. Billy, we gave her something.
I know.
She had one job.
What was my job?
To win us an award.
What was my job? I'm so confused.
No.
All you have to do is just be yourself. We'll win an award.
You gave us one voice. I mean, your voice was supposed to give us something to do, something to say. I don't know what's going on. I'm turning up. All right, so I'm just turning up my...
We're turning
show
up.
Prep.
Hi.
Hi.
Show prep.
Hi. All right. So now, since everybody has been introduced...
Except for the person who's not here, apparently.
Yeah, obviously, we're going to have a ghost voice coming in later. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
But that's okay.
This is late for him.
I know.
Nah, it's him. But the show goes on. We know.
I heard a show once where he showed up about halfway through.
Oh. We just don't let him talk till halfway through.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Shh.
Listen.
Yeah, that's what we do.
But I have some interesting topics because we talk about things in the
past. Future.
And past. Things in the
future.
Past.
Okay, so listen to the audience out there.
Yesterday.
We always have. Wait, where'd that come from?
The past.
The past.
Yeah.
See?
Tomorrow.
Perfect.
And things in the bowling alley.
Yeah, things in the bowling alley.
Past, we do present, talk about future.
So do we need to need to change our little...
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever you were going to say, yes.
Yeah. Past, stop present, doing it.
Future. We need to change it.
Yeah. Because we get it right every time,
we need
and then
to
you complain. For
we need to rehearse.
You know.
Oh, God, no.
How about this? How about if we record, we talk about things in the three things.
In the universe?
See,
don't you write us a script?
Yeah, write a script.
Yeah, and then
we'll read it.
We'll just say our lines.
What's the chance of y'all reading that and being
100%?
Yeah.
Waste of ink.
Are you going to write the script phonetically?
Yeah, that could be.
That would be interesting.
Marvin Lufa. Yeah, yeah.
That might be interesting.
The Phoenicians would have gotten it right.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Oh, phonetically, that means how it sounds.
How you would pronounce it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that.
Like speak.
But then, would you guys be able to read it?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe.
Yes, we will.
It wouldn't be like a Ron Burgundy, Stay Classy San Diego, except Up Your San Diego, right? At the end.
Oh.
Anchorman. I mean, if you made it there, would he have something to add on at the end?
I don't know. Listen, I'm trying to get to this nigga.
You don't watch Anchorman?
Yeah, I seen it.
Okay.
If we did that successfully, have you got something waiting?
Seen it,
yeah. So I'm sure that writing would be exactly correct, my point.
What is it called after you already saw it and then it was later?
Seen, not seen.
Seen.
It's like... You looked at it.
Like right? The New Orleans Saints.
You looked at it and you already seen it.
You seen-ed it.
Exactly. Thank you. You speak, Spike. Okay, hold on a second. Here's something that we have to do two things before you guys get this train off the track.
Future.
What?
We got to do two things. We got to talk about our sponsors.
Oh, we could do that. You want to do that now?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
If you love football, then Hooters is the place you gotta be all season long. Hooters is like football heaven with all the things you crave. Like always, fresh wings, 100% American beef burgers, and grilled fish tacos. Hang out with your friends and watch all the games on wall-to-wall screens. If you're into the game, you gotta get into Hooters.
Hooters! All right.
Where do people go when football season's over?
Was that John Gruden?
Oh. That was John Gruden. Yes. Right, the new coach of the Raiders.
I'm aware.
Yes.
Of that.
Okay, so before I do the second thing.
Right.
Do the first thing.
Yeah, yeah. I want to finish up on the first thing.
Okay, what was the first thing?
I don't remember.
We were talking about the sponsors and then the Hooters ad.
Yeah.
We're going to have to change that. And I spoke with you off mic about that.
Right, but because we're still playing football.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask the cast and crew, what is that commercial selling?
That you should go to Hooters all football season long to enjoy the games and eat Hooters food.
All right, Smiles, what is that commercial selling?
Sex.
Smiles, not Smiles, but voice of reason?
Football and fish tacos.
All right, and the lovely and talented Billy?
Football watching at the Hooters.
Insert ding, 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 ta-da. So once football season is over, we have to change that spot. We have to do something.
So you got a couple weeks.
All right, yeah, let me ask you something.
It's not over yet.
Is football season over?
No.
It is for the Saints.
It is for the Saints.
And the Saints.
Was that a game, though?
That was a game.
Yeah.
That was a game, yeah. Okay, I mean, if y'all do that, thought the Saints had done a miracle comeback and were going to win, and then...
Wait, spoiler alert.
Yeah. I forgot my second thing.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about the stains on your sweatshirt because you borrowed it from Steve.
Okay, that might have been the third thing.
Oh.
Oh, no, the second thing. I just thought about that. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the great Martin Luther King birthday.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. So we should at least give him some acknowledgement.
I have a dream today.
Yes.
That was Billy applauding.
That dream is that they would get the stuff right that we want to talk about on the show, but it didn't work.
It didn't work, no.
All right, so we want to acknowledge that we had a Martin Luther King. This is our Martin Luther King special.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it is.
It's our Martin Luther King special.
It's why I came on the show.
Well, yeah. Yes.
This is the day every year when white people look up that speech on Google and then quote from it on Facebook as though they know it by heart all year round.
Oh, absolutely.
You're kind of stepping on your West Twinden.
Oh, sorry.
I know that part right there. I have a dream.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's everybody's. Yeah.
All right. So let's do a quick topic changing.
Okay.
And get to stepping.
Here we go. All right.
This is the part of the show where we change the topics. It's called Topic Changing Time.
Here we go, let's start off. Somebody
get a stretcher, stand by. Spike's gonna try a new word. Alert the hospitals.
In keeping with the Martin Luther King thing,
yes,
I want to ask the panel around the room.
Oh yeah,
the illegal riffraffs in the shipping containers.
That's us.
How did you guys celebrate the great, the late Dr. Martin Luther King birthday? And I'll start with you, PWs.
I had three small packages of goldfish.
Okay, smart.
I slept in.
Oh, that's nice.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I was off work today, and it's still going on, and I'm celebrating now by not being as racist as we were last week on the show.
Oh, man.
So
that was a good show.
I didn't like, hear it.
I'm going to shoot
really
for
racist?
No racism.
Were you super offensive?
Nice job, honky.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff about monkeys.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it was weird.
The monkey shirt.
Had that weird graphic on the
Yeah, exactly.
Voice of reason.
We discussed it in depth.
Actually, I didn't do anything special today.
Cleaned your shirt, didn't you?
No, I didn't do laundry.
No. What does your shirt smell like now, though?
This shirt has been sitting under I have new floor mats for my van.
I don't want to talk about it.
And it smells like floor mats.
Old floor mat?
Can we talk about something else?
It's like it's been... I have a stack of floor mats. I haven't actually put them out yet.
A stack
he
of floor mats?
He kept asking me to smell his shirt.
Yeah, that's awful.
So once I get those floor mats, I'm still debating whether to actually use them or not.
Yeah, maybe not I'll now.
Just, hold on a second. No point. You're debating whether to use floor mats?
I haven't put them down
on
the...
What's the con
of
using
floor mats? But apparently he rubbed them all
I can't
over
take
his
them back.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he can just spread shirts out on the floor.
I can't take them in for a refund or exchange them.
Well, why would you if you're using them?
You guys
well, I'm not using them, but they're in the van, and I wanted to see what they smell
like. Why aren't you using them?
You guys are missing the whole thing. You have floor mats, so where are they now? In the air?
No,
where are they now?
They're on top of some shirts.
They're seat mats.
Yeah, they're sitting on his laundry.
He's testing the smell.
And then he keeps trying to get me
by rubbing clothing on them.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. No, thank you, Paul. You understand.
Yeah.
Why'd you sit me next to him?
Nobody understands.
If he doesn't like the smell, then he's going to just burn his car. Yeah. Okay. That's so simple.
You buy floor mats, you take them, and then you put them on the... Help me here on the
mat of the floor.
On the floor.
Serious. So you already using them?
But I'm not using them to wipe my feet on or to rest my feet on. They're in a nice.
What are you using them for?
Yeah, where are they then?
They're just sitting in the car.
Oh, well, that's a
like
good purchase.
Like on his feet or something.
So that's a smart idea. Yeah.
I could still
on
take
the
them back.
Shirt that
I
could, he's wearing.
I thought the answer was going to be something stupid.
I could still take them back for a refund. Right at this point, I can take them back for a refund with no damage.
Why'd you buy them?
When you buy floor mats, you don't buy them on the floor. They're hanging up. So they could be hanging up.
So you're going to take them back as unused floor mats?
Oh, yeah.
They aren't used.
Question.
They still have the tags.
Question. Why did you buy floor mats if you didn't need them?
I do want new floor mats. Well,
you've got them.
I currently have carpet and...
And shirts.
Yeah. No. You guys don't get
it. Do the shirts match?
No, I don't get it.
Do the shirts match?
I don't.
Like floor mats, do you use different shirts for your floor mats?
You guys won't get it. You just refuse to get it. That's what the problem is.
So on Martin
it's like
Luther,
that whole
no, I want to get it.
That whole past,
okay, hold
present,
on, let's
future.
Let's get the train back on the track.
Yeah.
Okay, we got
another
on Martin Luther King Day. I didn't work. I did laundry, and I came on the show.
Oh,
that's how you celebrate the King Day.
That is how I celebrated Martin Luther King Day.
You could have done better.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Let's continue with the introductions.
All right.
Wait. What?
Listen.
Yeah, the cast is here now.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
We might as well just go ahead and just come full circle here.
Do you have like a rewind sound?
Ladies and gentlemen, the next sound you're going to hear will be much later than the show that started. We'll let to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking all right. It's sad because I was watching the Duke game. That's why I'm late. But one of my favorite singers, Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries, passed away today.
I heard that. I don't know who that is. I've seen a lot of tweeting about Cranberries.
Did they say why yet?
They haven't released anything yet. No.
When you made the guarantee last week that you'd be on time, you didn't know Duke was playing?
No.
Okay.
Did you know the Cranberry lady was going to die?
No, I didn't.
It's true, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you know it was going to be Martin Luther King's day?
No, I didn't know that either.
Were you just letting it linger?
Oh, dude, come on. Don't do that.
Okay, well.
I mean, Cranberry's like, she's a zombie now. Don't let it linger.
That's not cool, man. That's not cool. Man. I didn't say that.
Too soon, man.
I didn't think you actually knew the song.
Listen, I love that. She's one of my favorite singers of all time.
Oh, her voice is fantastic.
And it hurts me, so. But
okay, so.
I'm sorry for your loss, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have listeners out there that are saying the sister, she celebrated the MLK Day by listening to this award-deserving Spike on the Mic show.
Oh, God, stop it.
And she also asked, where is the gas man? And, of course, he's
And also
here.
Stop it.
And we have guest 8825. He, she, it said.
He, she, it.
I tuned in to listen to this, and Batman is fake. No superpowers at all.
Ooh. Where did that come from?
Isn't that like that's a little curveball that he's trying to show?
Okay.
Because
how
right.
dare he?
He should see my Batman hoodie that I wore in here.
That's right, he did.
Oh,
he literally walked
maybe,
in.
Maybe
with
that's
the
it. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe this person synced that.
Synced his ears.
Synced his ears. All right, so we went around. We talked about how you celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. Gas man, you have to close out the deal. How did you celebrate the great late Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday?
By going to see my daughter and my grandchildren and my 15-month-old.
Oh,
that
was
grandpa
so nice.
Day,
so
was,
oh, so you were in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I was looking for you. Where were you? I didn't see you.
I was at the show.
I went to the racetrack.
Did you?
Should have gone to the 7-Eleven and bought a Power Mega Million ticket.
I know, right? Oh, the kid, 20 years old. Can you imagine that? $288 million.
That's going to end
well.
We
just say it, $288 million.
That was his take home after that was the lump sum.
Just let it roll off your lips. $288 million.
I just want one of those.
I think that
one would be fun.
Yeah, that might be the cost of buying an award for the Spike on the Mic show.
$288 million.
I would advise a 20-year-old to not take the lump sum.
Okay, this
why?
Is
too late. You
have
did.
To. You have to take some.
What happens if you die? Yeah.
Okay,
it's non-transferable. You can't. You can't. If you die, then it's gone. You can't leave it to anybody.
Oh.
You can't get a trust. Yeah. If you die, if overpayments, if you die, you're done.
And it's paid over 29 years.
Don't die.
You don't want
more interest. That will your own interest will earn what you've been making.
Also, nobody will turn you down for a loan if there's anything you want
to
do.
Pretty much.
Okay, this wasn't part of the show prep.
What? What?
You wouldn't start the show prep about...
We didn't do the show prep.
What show prep?
That's what you did.
Can we get back on topic?
Have
we
done just blame me because I was elite.
What is the topic?
Have we done the sponsorship?
Again.
You've done the sponsors? Oh, we haven't done...
CarMats. That's the topic.
Oh, yeah. CarMats.
CarMats.
Why does Steve have CarMats if he didn't want CarMats?
No, it's what did you do to celebrate Martin Luther King?
You bought CarMats. You bought floor mats.
He rubbed CarMats all over his sweatshirt. That's what he did to celebrate.
No, it's my friend Marvin, the Loofah King. Yes. In Tarpon Springs, he has that shop.
That sponge shop. Okay. Specialty sponge.
You guys are going to love this, but I got to get it out. We're 22 minutes into the show, but...
We are.
Oh, we are a caller-driven
show.
We're
almost done.
If you want to participate, you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Oh, no. Why do you say
3900.
But I'm not home, so I can't call.
Yeah, but you're one of our educated callers.
I am.
Don't pull the curtain back.
I actually talk to you when I call.
She is so educated. She can actually listen to our show in the car.
That's true. I can.
Yes.
I've done it.
She has.
Well, what the hell you said?
I'm car.
Okay, listen,
car.
Billy, you need to do this. You need to educate the other millions on how to do that.
All right, tell everybody it's done.
Yes, go.
I go on to my phone, and then I pull up on a web browser. I pull up Spike on the Mic.
Yeah.
And then I press play.
Right.
On that. Listen live.
Yeah.
And then there's like a play button on this little thing on the page.
Oh, really?
And I press play and I listen to the show.
Whoa.
When I'm in my car, it's my phone is attached over Bluetooth, so it comes over the speakers in the car.
Outstanding.
It's amazing.
How does that work?
Magic.
That is incredible.
Damn.
You almost
need
beer.
We need to talk to Ford, Chrysler, Amazon, and all people. Tell them they can.
Studebaker.
You need to tell them about that.
There should be a Spike on the Mic button, right?
Do you think there's any money in it? Could I make money?
Yeah.
Notice how quiet it got when she mentioned money on this show.
Yeah, all of a sudden, nobody wants to speak.
You know, I don't think you paid me last time.
No, there was.
Oh, your check is down at HR.
You missed the.
Oh,
moving right along.
I'll go to the Christmas party. HR. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, did we do a topic changing? We've done that. All right.
We're changing again.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, we are changing again to a different topic than the last one we talked about, whatever that was.
Okay, so now this topic here, because we're going to get started now because we have a full cast here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not pointing at the gas man because, you know, I understand that.
I brought a picture of beer with me.
That grapes.
Did bring a picture with him, and that makes up for.
Grapes and cranberries died or something like that. I don't know what it is. Grapes and cranberries.
Grapes and cranberries.
Yes. That's disrespectful.
Ooh.
Right. At least I didn't cry like when Scott Wallen died.
I like to call this topic poached, grilled, baked with brie.
Eggs.
All
poached,
three.
Grilled, baked with brie.
Baked with brie.
Oh, maybe it's fish. It might not be
eggs.
I want to change my vote.
Grilled eggs aren't that
good. I'm going to change my vote to salmon.
Okay. And I need
Is that right?
I need the opinion of you illegal riffraff in the shipping containers about this.
That's us.
You ever heard of the Swiss Federal Council in Switzerland?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, the Federal
Council? I have.
The Swiss Federal Council?
I have.
Really?
I think so.
They're the SFC for short.
I did live in Germany, and I went to college.
And that's practically the same thing.
They specialize.
And I studied, German stuff.
They specialize in knives, watches, cheese, and yodeling.
Yes.
And plus, there are no black people in Switzerland.
And guarding the Vatican.
That's racist.
An entire army that watches down the street. Marches down the street with red knives. Yes.
Little red pocket knives. Yes.
Well, that sounds racist.
Yeah, it is. Well, they're also in conjunction with the University of Maine Lobster Institute.
Lobster Institute. No, there's no such thing.
There are no black people in Maine either, so it goes together.
Yeah.
That's okay, true. Bob, I've been there, and I don't think I saw any black people.
You didn't go outside when it was cold. I mean, when it's hot. Bob Bayer.
Never hot in Maine.
Bob Bayer. He is the University of
Billy
Maine.
You know, Billy and I have both been to Kennebunkport.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are y'all in Maine. Why are y'all bothering Kenny?
Hey,
Kenny is just trying to go to sleep.
All right.
Y'all getting all in this bunk.
So there's dog died. Oh, that's
Spike
a story.
Brother, that was awesome.
And that's too long.
That was a good one.
Getting all in his bunk. He trying to go to sleep. All right. Y'all get back on the topic.
Right.
Back.
Yeah. Switzerland.
Bob Bayer.
Federal.
He is the executive director of University of Maine Lobster Institute.
The lobster.
There's no way there's a lobster institute.
No, that couldn't be.
You think I'm making this up?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
actually, no. I think that there's something that happened, and you're getting it wrong.
Yeah. That's
what I think.
The hell you say.
There's got to be a link between Maine and Switzerland. The Federal Council.
Stay with me, boys.
And the lobster institute.
Right, here we go.
Well, do you guys know
it's going to happen
that they passed a law?
Who's they?
The Swiss people.
Swiss people.
The Federal Council of Switzerland. And I just lost my page. Hold on.
No.
Is this got to do with cruelty?
We'll never know what happened.
I got it back.
Good.
So what happened is they passed a law. They are banning, which means it's against the law now, to cook lobsters in boiling water. You have to knock them out before you put them in water.
I saw this.
With electroshock
can't boil them alive anymore.
Right. Yeah. Now,
In Switzerland.
Yeah.
Now, my question to the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers do you feel lobsters have, do you think lobsters feel pain? Ooh. And I'll start with you, Smuts.
Why wouldn't they?
That's my answer, too.
All right. A gas man?
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they feel pain? They have nerves like every other animal.
All right, voice of reason.
They thrash when you drop them in boiling water. They feel pain.
I've heard that they scream too.
I think the screaming is like gas coming out of their shells. Making it. Exactly.
That's what I believe too.
So, do you think they feel pain?
I think so. Probably they're a living being. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think they're perfectly fine.
They like it.
They're yummy.
Exactly.
Oh, boy, we're getting boiled to death.
Butter.
Me first.
If they were smarter, they wouldn't be caught. So screw them.
That's what the screaming is they're lining up to who gets to get boiled first.
Bob Sayers, the executive director of University of Maine's Lobster Institute.
I thought Bob had a different name earlier in the story.
Bob Sayers.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, I have to give him props because it is actually, where is it? The University of Maine's Lobster Institute.
Insert.
No way.
Ta-da.
Not, no way.
He wasn't
Thanks
lying.
Thanks for fact checking, though.
What do they That's do every
job.
Day at
that
the Lobster
my
Institute?
That is my job on this show.
What Hold do they do every day?
The Institution of Lobsters.
Yeah. Well, in the morning, they do yoga.
And according to them, they are aware of their environment.
Well, there's two institutes at the University of Maine. It's the lobsters and the bears.
Yeah.
And the bears.
How many people work at the Lobster Institute?
I don't.
You get another,
like, that, is there, that, is it possible
you're
that
deflecting.
Like
you're
that
deflecting?
You're working at the institute and you see somebody you've never seen before because there's so many people working at the Lobster Institute. Oh, I don't recognize that guy.
We hiring?
We don't. I don't normally come down to this wing of the Lobster Institute.
I think we're making fun of them, but that's where most of our lobster information comes from.
And are they offended? Are the people who work
How
the lobster?
How much is there to know?
Were they offended when we call lobster the roach of the sea?
They're delicious.
Oh. Yes. I guarantee when the
they
Swiss
are the
government...
They the roach of the sea, but they're also delicious.
When the Swiss government called the Lobster Institute for this information, it's the first time their phone has rung in 5 years.
What's that noise? What's that noise?
They think it's a lobster screaming. It's the phone ring.
Well, there are two things I want to bring home with this.
Oh, the other thing is the Clarified Butter Institute.
That's in France. That is in France.
Clarify. Well, two things.
That's in, I think that's in Wisconsin or Minnesota.
I think it's probably in your
Florida,
shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you know? Jacket,
oh, yeah.
Minnesota, don't you know?
Yeah.
Well, the Lobster Institute conjoined with the Switzerland. They got with the Switzerland people.
Right.
And they got this law going together to say, hey, you guys have to, check this out, you have to electric shock or some kind of mechanical destruction of the brain of the lobster before you can,
Oh, my God. Oh, it's Lobster Institute calling.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I'm trying to answer, but I don't see a place where I can answer.
Yay!
That's a
here it is.
Noise.
Here it is. Whoops. Oh, they hung up.
Well, yeah. After
it must have been our favorite toilet flusher.
Try again.
Yeah, please call back.
Or don't.
Call back. Well, anyway, you guys don't know. On March 1st, it's going to be against the law for them to...
There we go.
Try it again.
Right.
Try it again.
I'll try this.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show.
DJ Khalid, how you doing tonight?
So, was that a lobster?
Get such great
That's
call.
A lobster cuckoo?
Thank you, DJ Khalid, for calling in.
Yeah, really.
It. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. But
that was awesome.
That's part of being a caller-driven show. You guys don't understand. That's how we drive. That's what we show.
Damn, we drove right off the road.
I have a lobster preparation question, seriously.
Oh, all right.
Why do you have to, or why has the traditional method of cooking them being that you have to boil them alive?
Yeah.
You can't kill them? Is there something that's toxic if you
can.
Kill them
in
advance?
No.
Then why is that the accepted method of cooking?
Because who the hell knows
Ultimate
how to kill
freshness.
Them?
It's fresh.
That's not how they cook steaks. You don't go in the back and cut a cow's head off and make a steak out of it.
I would argue that the process
you
of
get
getting
a steak.
A steak
you actually get
a lobster.
Steak. You don't get a lobster.
Why would you kill a bunch of lobsters?
You just use words, steak and lobster.
Hey, what about
hold on a second. Time out. Are y'all hearing music and something in the background?
We're hearing something in the background.
What about oysters?
You can eat this right out of the water.
It's schmatz. He can't.
Oysters
cut his
are popped
off.
Open and eaten alive.
Yeah, but they don't have an institute, so
they don't have an institute.
Oh, let's check and see if the University of Florida has
a cow institute.
Go no, an oyster institute.
Oyster.
Scooter gators. Go Noles.
Okay, so
why do they boil lobsters? What's the reasoning?
To cook them.
To cook them.
Yeah, you
but I mean, why is that
them.
The method? Why haven't they just been, like, electroshocking them or damaging their brain before? Why is this a thing now?
Actually,
I always assumed
article,
that it was because they had to be boiled alive or else the meat was bad or
I
something.
Actually, oh. Yeah, no, I actually think there's some, like, old wives' tale that some chefs think that they taste better or the meat is more tender if you don't kill them first.
Because that's literally the only thing we eat that we do that to.
You mean seafood?
We do it to crab.
The reason they're kept alive is because they don't spoil well.
Lobsters and other shellfish have harmful bacteria naturally present in their flesh. Once the lobster is dead, these bacteria can rapidly multiply and release toxins that may not be destroyed by cooking.
That's why they keep oysters cold to put them on ice.
Kill them right before they keep them alive.
Okay, it does say it rapidly multiplies.
Okay, so with this new law that's coming in effect May 1st, how we feel about that?
That's only in Switzerland. I don't care. They can eat. Are they even lobster? They can eat dead lobster. That's fine for them.
But I think they're going to have to invent a new thing to shock lobsters with.
Oh, we should shock invest. Lobster. We should invest in lobster and shockers.
You know, it's hard to shock a lobster. They've seen a lot in their life, so it's not easy to shock a lobster.
Play the B-52 song. Shock lobster.
Exactly what I thought.
Shock lobster.
Okay, you guys are listen. You guys aren't helping. What we're trying to do there.
I think a new song has been written.
Isn't there a Peter Gabriel song? Shock the lobster.
That's shock the monkey. That's last week.
Oh, that was last week.
That was last week. Okay,
I'm not referring to that.
So the sister saying that the screaming lobsters, to echo what you were saying, Billy, is that the Institute also determined that screaming noise that you hear is the sound of gases leaving
the shell.
That makes sense,
yeah.
So you guys agree with that, but do you agree with they have feelings?
No, wait a minute. Not according to the Lobster Institute of what I read here. Do you actually care for actual facts?
No.
Okay, then I will.
Do you know what show you're on?
I do. That's why I asked, though. You know? Come on.
Why have actual facts when we can make our own?
Okay, well, now
the person that answers the phone isn't here, so
lobster scream. Caller, welcome to Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
I'm stuck.
Okay. We have to ask somebody with some words. Hey, so how do you feel about lobsters have to be knocked out before they can boil them nowadays?
And you're calling from Maine, aren't you?
No, it's a Maine area code, but I'm from Mass right now.
Boston. We have an actual caller, Boston.
So let me. There's a new law that Switzerland and the University of Maine Institute is introducing.
Just Switzerland, what? Not just the Switzerland. Maine Institute.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy. My biggest question: how are you going to regulate this?
Easy. They're gonna go to all the red lobsters and watch the fish tank.
I don't think there's any red lobsters in Switzerland. This law's only in Switzerland,
what about
Spike.
The ones that you bring home?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
No,
yeah.
Okay, when you leave the shop where you bought a lobster, they're going to mechanically or they're going to knock it out.
No, some people catch lobsters.
Ha ha. Didn't you see the Seinfeld episode? Come on now.
So, yeah. Caller, what you're saying is because there's a rule in the law that they can't regulate, don't have it?
No, I'm saying, how are they going to regulate it? It doesn't matter if they have it or not. I mean, if they can't regulate it, then, I mean, are they going to stand over you at your house and watch you kill this?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Before you eat it?
Or is it just for home? Is it like commercial or just private? Or is it?
All right, caller, let me ask you. If there was a federal job, would you apply for it? To go to people's houses and watch the lobsters?
Sure.
All right. I think it'd be good. So, caller, pay and good benefits. Yeah.
The lobster police.
Caller, you would travel the United States of America to make sure that people are humanely knocking out lobsters.
That'll make this country great again, right?
I love this guy. Caller of the year right here.
By the way, are the lobsters up in New England afraid of the Duval County team coming up that way?
Duval.
Not in any way. You know that.
Hey.
Go Patriots, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on a second. No, you know, listen, Boston fan. Yeah. You know there's a phenomenon. There's a big rush coming from Duval. That's Jacksonville.
Phenomenon.
Hey, Spike.
Uh-oh.
Yes?
After further review.
Oh, God.
I love this guy. I love this guy. Go ahead, dude.
Gas man. I'm
Tuck it in.
Gas man. Yeah. I want to say this guy is useless.
Yeah.
This guy is useless.
Oh, no.
So, hey, listen, Boston.
He might
Boston
have surpassed me in the phone call.
Yeah.
This is an educated call. Boston Sean, I want you to call back next week when the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just stop that thing. And then the whole Patriot organization blow up because Bill Belichick going to go off to some island and Tom Brady's going to be like the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback.
That's a really specific prediction you're making.
I'll put $50 on the Patriots right now.
Spike on the mic, are you predicting that Blake Bortles will be the end to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? A BB replacing a BB.
Exactly.
Smart, man. You're a genius.
Boston Sean, what say you?
Yep.
Dude, you're awesome.
This guy's the best.
I got 50 on the Pats, man. Somebody get some of this. I got you.
I will call you next Monday, no matter what.
All right.
Okay, win, lose, or lose.
Yeah, we won't lose. I guarantee that.
Okay, and check out the lobsters. Hey, hold on a second. Before you go, how do you kill your lobsters?
In boiling water.
Say again?
Boil the hell out of those suckers.
There you go.
This guy's awesome.
He's from Boston.
You put some tarragon in the water and some bay leaves, and then you boil them up.
All right, Boston Sean, thank you for participating, and you know what I mean, right?
Participating.
All right, bird boy.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks, man. Hey, thanks. And see, that what caller was actually from up there in the Boston area, so he knows about the illegal and the humane participation.
We've never been to the
I'm going to go back to facts again and say that this law only exists in Switzerland.
Where there are no lobsters.
Where there are no lobsters. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, except for
because
the,
it's a land-bound country.
Well, except
country.
For the alpine lobsters.
So insert sorry, Spike, and your research.
Also, is that one of the shithole countries that we don't acknowledge?
I don't think so.
Okay,
let's do it.
No, because there are black people there. It's not a shithole country.
All right, topic changing music.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're going to do a third topic. Three topics in one. Wow. Somebody better eat their breakfast cereal.
Okay, because we got a lot of legs out of the lobster thing, and we had to do the intro because Gas Man was late.
Yeah.
This topic here, we might miss out on the B report and the...
Oh, yeah, screw the B report.
Yeah, screw the B report.
And it's been a long time.
The bees were living in his clean shirts.
Yeah.
I like to call this topic here, why burn good wood?
Why burn good wood?
Interesting, because using the word burn, that is the capital of Switzerland.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Smart with the knowledge. Jesus.
See how.
Why burn?
It is spelled differently, though.
It is with an E as opposed to the U, but I don't think it matters.
You've confused him. We've lost him. Go ahead with your topic.
Getting back to the topic, why burn good wood?
All right, so Janice messed this up. Valigura.
Janice
Valigura.
Valigura, her family.
Oh, her.
Yeah. Viagra. Janice Viagra.
Valigura.
Valigura.
It's V-A-L-I-G-U-R. Valigura. Anyway, she passed. She was a 74-year-old woman. She had like a heart attack and boom, bam, bam, get down on the gown. So anyway, her family wanted to send her off on a nice grave. So they bought this $17,000 casket. Lined with good stuff.
Oh, man.
And her family carried her to the burial grave, the grandchildren and all that, because she wanted to be cremated. So they took her to the cremationer.
The cremationer.
Crematorium.
That's where you do that, the cremationer.
Crematorium.
Yeah, really. And before they got to the hot spot.
They said, take her out of that $17,000.
No, the funeral home said, we'll be right back. It took an hour to come around, and then they brought her back in a little pine wood box for $70.
Hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
And they shoved it into the hot spot.
Passed the savings on to you.
They stole the coffin.
They changed out. They flipped out their coffin from the $17,000.
$1,700
And they put it in a cream box, and they shoved it into there, and they burned it, and they gave it in the ashes.
All right.
Now, question.
My question is, was it just a $17,000 rental?
No.
Okay, I misquoted. It was $1,700.
Oh, $1,700.
Oh, geez.
It's still a rental.
It's still a lot of money. Yeah.
So, Question.
Here's the bad part. They didn't even cremate her. They just gave her some ashes.
Exactly.
And they used the body as a doorstop.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think that part is. See, this story.
No, could be. I think he's probably.
Could be. Huh. What do you mean could be? This
could be. Totally
this show
be.
Is about
facts.
Truth.
Facts are whatever we want them to be.
Truth and facts.
Yes. Ask Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So, my question to you illegal riffraff in shipping containers here.
Again. Oh, put it on us.
Is that wrong for the Rockhampton Cemetery to do the old switcheroo to burn this thing here and then give them what they want? They wanted ashes and cream.
Yes, absolutely wrong. Of course it's wrong. Why wouldn't it be wrong? Why is this a question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because.
Is this the extent?
Did they put a lobster in it?
You beat me to it, damn it. That was great.
Oh, man.
Okay, so the Hertz Family Funeral Home, and I say Queen Rock.
Oh, Hertz?
Yeah, they're in Rockhampton.
Yeah.
Rental cars and coffins.
Really? They took her out of this $1,700 beautiful maple.
Oh, yeah.
Coffin.
Why would you want to burn that, though?
Exactly. That's what I'm screaming.
But what did they do with the casket?
They didn't give it back to the... I'm sure they probably resold it to somebody else.
Are they trying to refund it the way Steve's trying to refund his floor mats? Like, I didn't really use it.
Well, that's low-hanging fruit,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. My shirt smells funny now, so I'm not going to pay for that.
You know, this casket smells like floor mats.
Smarts.
I don't think we can actually...
I thought you said format.
From the information you gave us, because cremation, it's not legal or not allowed to have metal parts. Did that $1,700 casket have anything metal?
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, my mic was on.
That was a hypothetical.
I'm
looking
at a picture of it. It did.
As someone who's based on funeral office, they know it didn't have any metal in it at all.
It did. You can't. It's not legal. The requirement is you can't have anything metal go through the.
But I'm sure you could take all those metal pieces off.
Or you could mention to them, like, "Hey, we can't burn this."
So I'm thinking
before they bought.
Yeah.
So the $1,700 coffin was just for show.
It was just for show.
Doing the cemetery, not the cemetery. We're thinking the
funeral home, the service.
Funeral thing, right? It was just for show.
It was a coffin rental.
So
the viewing.
That would word that could be used. So let's role play. If you guys were in there and you had a person that you was in the coffin for $700 and you was going to burn the cemetery, not cemeterium.
But if I was going to burn the cemetery,
crematorium.
I have a question.
Go ahead, gas man.
As someone who paid for my mom's funeral, I arranged all of that. Why would you pay for a coffin if you're going to cremate them anyway?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's the real
thing. For the viewing.
If you're going to view and you don't buy a coffin for a viewing.
You get like a nice...
Okay, so if you're going to view them, when you wouldn't put them in a good box?
Yeah.
When you're going to put them on a tray, cremate them. If you're going to cremate them, you don't have a viewing.
You have a big picture?
Yeah, yes. You don't have a viewing. If you don't have a physical... If you're going to cremate somebody, you don't have a wake with the body in the coffin.
Well, this thing says the priest blessed the coffin before it was carried out by Mrs.
What country is this in?
This wasn't about the priest.
This was in Switzerland.
Before a lobster fest.
During lobster fest.
I have an arrangement with my wife. If I should pass away.
Oh, I know this.
If I should pass away, hold on to me for either a Tuesday or a Friday
when the garbage
comes. Yeah, that's all. Just put me in the pail. And I'm gone.
So, not the recyclables.
No, not even a pail. I just thought it was one of those black garbage bags. Just that.
Whatever works.
Push you out to the curb.
Yeah. That sounds so much more adventurous than out the other way.
I think that's disturbing because if you are actually put into that, then all of a sudden you've got to have a little search by the police. When the garbage man finds,
haven't you seen Goodfellas?
Yeah, find a body in the garbage. Find a bone.
Well, he was dead. We didn't have any.
Well,
use
how
for
do
him
they
anymore.
Know? Now you got a whole new investigation.
No,
you slip the garbage man $5 to make sure that doesn't
exactly. We usually grease the garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
Spike, since you learned
every
a new word
Christmas.
Today
every
of
Christmas.
Crematorium, are you disturbed that crematorium is so close to creamery?
Is that got to do with coffee?
That has to do with ice cream.
Ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah, no,
cold,
don't
cold
go to the wrong place
creamery.
And buy something.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted a softy.
Yeah. Really.
Got a Bernie.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to just ask the cast.
Yeah.
You guys, for or against what the Rockford criminal?
Oh, can I chime in first?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is a question?
Can I go first?
Yeah, yes. Please.
Yeah, I'm against funeral homes stealing thousands of dollars from people.
Really?
Yeah. Mark me down as controversial, but
that's
my stance, though.
Oh, my God. You're willing
to say
that?
Yeah, I'm against that. Yeah, I'm on record as saying I don't like that.
I would like to go to Craigslist and find out where Miss Valigula lived and see if there's a used coffin on Craigslist right now and see who might be buying that.
Gently used.
I want to know. I want to know if anyone's named Valigula.
Gas man, what's your opinions?
I'm totally against it. You know what else I'm against? When my mom passed away, the freaking organ donors call my grandmother's house every hour. Hey, organ donor. Hey, can you? No. I had to threaten to go down there.
Organ? I was thinking. Dun, 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 dun,
no.
I was thinking, what song y'all going to play?
My mom was an organ donor. They called my mom. I had to go down there and threaten to kill everybody. The sheriffs came to my grandmother's house because I threatened. If you call this house one more time, I'm going to come down there and kill everyone down there. My mom passed away. All they would care about was her donating her organs because she was an organ donor.
Well, Spike, I understand.
Organ donors can kiss my ass. You all suck.
Spike, I understand your confusion about the organ, the music instrument, but that's the music you think of when someone passes.
It's a sports gun.
Pass away at the ball game.
Die.
Not Fender Marvel. That's the organ.
Okay, let's watch this.
Wait, so you're saying your mother owned a Hammond B3? And everybody
did. I wouldn't have threatened to kill everybody down there.
Hold a second. Before we go any further, what's a Hammond B3?
It's an organ. It's a fabulous organ.
Oh, I thought it was like a ham.
No.
It's a ham organ.
A ham?
And organ.
And what I said about threatening people was allegedly.
Two different items.
No, it's too late now.
Should I play the show's over music now? No.
No, we have to bring this home with the voice of reason. Voice of reason.
I didn't say anything.
How you stick?
You next.
Okay. Wait your turn.
I think it'd be terrible to take a beautiful maple coffin and just burn it.
Why do you think it's maple?
Because that's what Spike said.
I think that's because, well, in my mind, I just imagined it was
a beautiful maple.
I'm craving pancakes.
I was going to say it's where syrup comes from.
And it was one of those burl patterns.
And and I
speaking of burl, anybody told you like burl Ives?
I doubt that they bought
the Burl, and I don't care.
I'm kind of doubting that they bought the car.
Silver and gold.
Burl is the capital of Switzerland. And gold.
It all came around in a circle. Wow. I'm glad I showed up.
I think they probably did in a balsa wood coffin.
Okay, they probably went with plan B, which was you get this beautiful coffin and you
what,
get
the
music.
Birth control tablet?
You get music and you get a cremation.
I'm a fan of that.
You get an urn at the end.
I want to be buried in saran wrap.
Okay. Why?
This is based on a misunderstanding.
Hey, Billy.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like it?
Do I like?
Yeah, do you like the coffee being stolen?
No, yeah. I don't like the coffee being stolen.
Yes. Hey, would you boil your father?
Was our father a lobster?
I suppose if he asked me to.
In Switzerland?
In Switzerland.
In Switzerland.
It's in the will, you have to follow
I kill
it.
Them, I have to kill him first.
Yeah. You got to put a
humanely.
Spike in his head.
Humanely.
With a nail gun right to the back of his head.
I'm going
to
make an executive decision for the SOTM.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
This is sure. You can do whatever you want.
All right. Okay.
Can't we just stop now?
I think it
can
was.
Can we quit while we're behind?
Sort of painful at this point.
No, there's still time.
I think the decision was made by the Hertz Family Funeral Home.
Yes.
In Rockford, Rockhamfam, over there
was wrong.
Was correct. They probably said, "We're not gonna waste this good wood, this beautiful coffin.
Yeah.
All you're gonna do is burn it up."
Oh wait. Right. There's something to the saran wrap thing.
Yes.
She said Miss Valigura, that is actually her name, had been wrapped in plastic in the cheaper coffin.
Oh.
the silk wrap that she was in the expensive coffin had been discarded. So she was wrapped in plastic wrap.
Oh, nice.
And then burned in a pine wood box.
You're going to burn it.
Where's Mulder and Scully when you need them? So.
Yeah.
X-Files.
All right, so I'm going to, like I said, I'm making the decision. I think there was a right decision to do. You don't want to burn up good wood.
No, of course not.
Don't you maybe want to notify the people who paid for it?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't just make that decision without letting the people know who paid for it?
Yeah.
You don't think there's some ethics there?
They should be able to take that coffin home now.
Exactly.
Somebody couldn't come out and say, hey, we're not burning this good coffin. They're like, oh, well, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
We will proceed how we want to proceed.
I'll put it in my garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, or with my floor mats.
Whatever. Yeah, I'll put it with the floor mats. I'll put my floor mats in it.
Yeah.
All right, well, of course.
Were they actually there for the cremation?
Yeah, because the family took the thing to the cremation place, and then the funeral home said, oh, we'll be back. Hold on a second. We got an hour. They said, we'll be back, and then an hour later, they came. The dead person came in.
No one asked where the coffin was?
Not only did they switch the coffin, they made him wait an extra hour to do it.
No one asked where it was? Where's the coffin?
Say what?
Did no one ask where the other coffin was? They didn't ask?
Well, no, they put it in the news. They put it in the news. All right, well, listen. News.
I plan to be present for my cremation. Yeah.
Done. All right, well, listen. This has been damn sure award deserving. Mm. I think we had a...
What are you talking
about? We had great callers.
I'd give you an award.
There we go. All right, so what we always do, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go around here. We have to ask.
The past.
We have to ask.
Yeah, past.
In the future.
The bowling alley.
Oh, we nailed it.
All right. No, we have to know because the people wants to know. What stuck with you? So we have to start out first. Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight on the show?
Oh, gosh. Precious Little.
Oh, man. Now what are we going to say?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
How you doing?
All right. Get. No, that's not. Listen, I'm paying for the whole thing.
Oh. Hey. Hey,
he's never said that
somebody
before.
Somebody took three drops of beer
just
away.
The tip.
Yes, man. Yes, man. We thank you for, you know,
gracing us with your presence.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, final.
What stuck with you tonight?
It stuck with me. There's actually a council that is concerned about how lobsters are killed.
Yes.
Who cares? They're doing them down on the food chain. If they were smarter, we wouldn't catch them. I want some lobster right now.
All right, Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
Yeah, I like lobster, too.
Yeah.
There you go. Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Martin Luther King, floor mats, and don't burn good wood just like you don't waste good wood.
Oh, that's nice.
Interesting. All right. And PWS, what stuck with you tonight?
I would love to have some lobster.
All right. Well, listen, what stuck with me tonight, this has been an award-deserving, very, very... did I leave too early?
Well,
You got to talk slower.
Am I chopped liver?
You have like 4 minutes.
I'm chopped liver.
Oh.
You didn't ask her what she...
Yeah, you asked her nothing.
Yeah, what about Billy?
Jesus Christ.
Nothing stuck to me.
Come on.
Absolutely
what the hell?
Why doesn't Billy get the dog?
The soul woman on the show bringing sense to all of us.
Hashtag me too.
Nothing ever.
Time's up.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. So I started with... Who did I start with?
Me?
Started with you, and then I went to the gas man. And
who was late?
And then you were supposed to be the last person because I'm a guest.
Ladies,
quickly, nothing stuck.
You're staff.
It's done.
You're staff. No,
nothing stuck.
No.
Wow, what a note to end on.
I forgot it all.
Hashtag me too.
No, hold on a second. So Billy.
Way to go, Spike. No, way to
me
go.
That was good. That was
worst
good.
Martin Luther King Jr. birthday day ever.
No. Uh-oh. No. Poor Billy.
No.
Poor Billy.
Yeah, what?
Okay, so ruined the holiday.
Spike, what?
Yeah. Let me explain what happened.
What? Yeah.
Oh, was something happened?
What happened was he forgot about me.
I was looking this way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
So as I was looking this way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what stuck with you tonight?
Nothing.
Oh.
Ooh,
wow.
Bad.
Yeah, this is not good.
Hashtag me too.
This didn't work out.
Clarified butter.
What?
She did get one thing.
Oh,
that was great.
The Clarified Butter Institute.
Really? Yes. I wanted to go work for Bob Baer. Do y'all know who Bob Baer is?
guy from the Maine, the Lobster Institute at the University of Maine.
Where there are no black people.
That's where it's, that's what stuck. I was,
I'm smart.
That was a test. That was a test.
Hey, rest in peace, Dolores O'Riordan.
Who is that?
The lead singer of the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
That was at the beginning of the show. You what? You don't even remember an hour ago.
He'll just do his own show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
If you wasn't amazed, entertained, and profounded, I was.
Profounded.
Profounded, that's a word?
I was just amazed.
I want to say thank you to Boston
that
Sean
show's still going.
For giving us a heads up on the lobster killing and all that kind of stuff. We'll go with Dr. Captain Clark's sister and 8855 and the rest of you people out there. Thank you guys for playing. This is Spike on the Mic Show, and as we say, I'm out. One.